How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. And if you hear that little ditty, you know that it is time for Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we talk about aging, but you know what? We are veering off our topic most of the time because really aging starts at 30. So if you think aging means being old, you're absolutely wrong, even though we call this the Fountain of Truth. Maybe we ought to call it the Fountain of Youth. Today we have a wonderful guest, Dr. Erica Schwartz. She is the author of The New Hormone Solution and a variety of wonderful books. If you take a look under her name in Amazon, you'll not only see that the new book, The New Hormone Solution, is the number one hot book on health on Amazon, but she has a variety of other books that are really intriguing. My favorite, Don't Let Your Doctor Kill You. And that was written over in 2015, but this is the latest one. And we, in fact, it's not even released until May next month. We're going to be hearing about something that is very new to our show. Very frequently we hear about other modalities when it comes to health. But hormone solutions, that's a little different. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Erica.
Thank you, Adrienne, and it's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show.
Well, we're going to have a good time because I told you I would surprise you. I have an issue, and my issue is that I get overly hot and I get incredibly dehydrated and can even pass out. And everybody looked around, what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong? Guess what? It's a hormone imbalance. So
of course.
Hormones are an enormously hidden issue, I think. We only think about it in terms of menopause, but after that, who cares? So explain to us, first of all, what is a hormone? Then we're going to look into how you test for it and what you can do about it. So what are we talking about? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the hormones are actually, unfortunately, because they're invisible, because we can't touch them, we can't see them, and because we don't talk enough about them, hormones, we don't know anything about them. So this is the thing. Hormones determine everything about us. They're made by special glands like your thyroid gland, your ovaries, your pituitary gland, glands all over your body, and they release in the bloodstream and they affect every function of every cell in our bodies. So insulin, for instance, is a hormone. So when you're talking about diabetes or anything at all, breathing, sleeping, thinking, exercising, everything's hormone-related. When we think of hormones, unfortunately, we think of, you know, anabolic steroids that, you know, 18-year-olds take to build muscle. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about our own hormones. Our own hormones, when in balance, when we're in our teens and 20s, make us feel beautiful, healthy, bounce back from being sick or overindulging immediately, not being sick. We don't have wrinkles. We're fertile. We're exciting and excited. That's what
hormones
do.
I've had some hormone replacement during the menopause times, which was a long time ago, my friends. But then they were withdrawn from the market. I'll tell you. They were withdrawn from the market because there was cancer studies and so on. Now, I know things have changed. People now can get tested. A lot more for hormones.
Wait, and, you know, Adrian.
Tell me about it.
Hormones were great for you. So this is the thing. When you lose your hormones, and by the way, I take care of 16-year-olds. So hormone imbalances occur at all ages. It's not limited to menopause. And when you lose your hormones around menopause, you start increasing the risk of heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, all the medical problems. So
yeah,
hormones are great
for
you.
That's more important.
Yeah, that's the worst thing.
It's the worst.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah. So the thing is that you need your hormones. So this is the thing is the better hormone supplementation replacement that you put in, the better balance you create, the more you keep people young and healthy forever.
Now, you do hormone testing in your practice, and Dr. Erica Schwartz, author of The New Hormone Solution. Now, because it's a short show, I can't tell everybody all your great accolades, but she has many books out. She writes, you should really go to her website, which is Dr. Erica, Erika.com. Knowing more about the practice is also possible, eshealth.com. Now, what we want to do here is we want to really hone in on testing. People want to know what to do about the things they hear on my show. They don't only want to know, hey, hormones are important. We've talked a little bit about genetic testing in the past. Tell me about hormone testing.
Well, we test every single patient, and we test them blood testing. Saliva testing is useless for anything except for cortisol. So we do blood testing on every patient. We test hormones. Unfortunately, when you're young and healthy, nobody knows enough. The doctors don't know enough. They have no training in hormones. So you don't know what your ideal hormone levels are. So we get the patients when they start having problems. So we do the blood tests. We do what we call biomarkers, which is non-invasive ways of seeing what the basal metabolic rate is like, percent body fat, how your body is functioning from the inside out, if you are at risk of heart disease, of strokes, what your lungs are functioning like and what your brain looks like in a very simple, non-invasive way. It takes a couple of hours. So patients come in and stay there and have the testing done. Then we sit down with the patients, and we sit down and listen to the patient's story. And sometimes it can take 2 hours. But when you listen to the patient's story, you can put together the test results from the bloods and the biomarkers and figure out what applies to the patient versus what's just a number. So
now,
when we put together the story.
Before we go on to that, I want to ask this question again on behalf of the listeners. There are people all over the country, and if they're on the app, they're even listening all over the world. They can't go to see Dr. Erica Schwartz, but you can. She's in New York City. But if you can't, I wouldn't even know what kind of doctor a person goes to. Is it a general practitioner to see if they're involved with this? Is there a specialist here? Because these are, in many cases, preventive issues. It's not like you're going to a specialist because you've been referred for a problem.
That's why the hormone solution, the new hormone solution, tells you exactly what the tests should be, what should be done. There's a whole chapter on testing, so you could take it to your doctor. There are not enough doctors trained in prevention and certainly not enough doctors trained in hormones. So you kind of have to own the information. Primary care doctors, very few GYNs know anything. Gynecologists don't know anything about hormones, sadly. So there are doctors being trained. We have a not-for-profit that we've created that we train doctors. There are a few organizations around the country, Age Management Medicine Group. They're people who have put together educational tools for the doctors. So you look around, you will find doctors who do prevention. They're usually primary care doctors who are interested in making sure that they keep you healthy rather than ping-ponging you to specialists. So they're internists.
In the couple of minutes we have left before the end of the segment, because we're certainly going to look very deeply now into what one would do about it and what kind of replacements are possible in our next segment. But in this segment, just to catch up, one of the things that you're really passionate about is when you get these tests from whoever you get them, that they know who you are. Can you explain a little bit to everybody about that passion of yours and your concern?
I think that's the most important piece. You know, anybody can test the hormone levels, and that's why in the book I give the information. So you just take it to your doctor. But if your doctor doesn't know you, looks at you only as the results of a test, doesn't understand you, doesn't put all the pieces together of the puzzle, your diet, exercise, lifestyle, stress, you know, medication you're taking, everything about you listens to you and cares about you, they're not going to be able to give you the support you need. And it's a shame because it's a lot simpler than you think. Putting the pieces together, because we have so many advanced methods of testing, putting the pieces together with the reality of who you are and caring about you will make the difference between you having a great opportunity to feel great and stay healthy and missing the boat.
Well, we are talking with, and I'll use the word great again, the great Erica Schwartz. Dr. Schwartz is fantastic. You're going to certainly want to go to her website, Dr. Erica. We'll talk a little bit about the fact that she does train other doctors, so she knows a lot more than your doctor might. So get the book, The New Hormone Solution. You can get that on Amazon. It's the new hot health book on Amazon, number one. But she's telling you something else, too, and that is proactive. You have to be your own advocate and be proactive for yourself. We talk about this all the time. It is an essential part of successful aging. Don't sit back and get pushed around. We're going to talk about hormone replacement and what it can do for you when we return.
Because I am happy and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129. Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams,
Don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate. For my age.
And boy, are we inappropriate for our age. We are talking about hormones and the new hormone solution. Not even out yet, so we scooped it May 9th, 2017. Already the number one new health book on Amazon, written by Dr. Erica Schwartz with a terrific practice in New York City. But more than that, she trains. In 2007, she founded BHIOnline.org, a not-for-profit educational organization, to train doctors. And maybe you should tell your doctor to go and get trained by her, because you're going to want to know your hormone levels. Now, we talked about what that was, what it could mean to you, but we didn't talk about what to do about it. So, Dr. Erica, let's say somebody is tested, and you know what their hormone levels are in different areas of their body, and it's throughout the body. What can they do about it? And what does it actually tell you?
Well, the testing, as we said, the blood tests tell you where the patient is at that particular point in time when the testing is done. That means that whether they have high, normal, probably low as we get older, hormone levels, it has to fit in with the clinical picture, with the story, with why the patient came there, what they're looking for, you know, what their symptoms are, what's going on. So if that makes sense together, and in the case of the patients that come to see us and the people who should be reading the book will figure it out, then you have hormone options. You have adrenal support. You have thyroid support. You have estradiol. You have progesterone. You have testosterone. You have growth hormone. There are a ton of options of hormones, but it's not replacement. It's supplementation. I only work with bioidentical hormones, which are identical to what your body makes. So your body recognizes these hormones as their own. They're prescription medications. Some of them you can get at your local pharmacy because they're FDA approved. Excuse me. Some of them you might have to have compounded. Some you take by mouth. Some you have in creams. Some you can introduce into your vagina if you have to. And they're different. Some are injectables. Depends on what works best for you and how you and your doctor work out what suits your lifestyle and what gives you the best results.
And, you know, people, again, our listeners know that in my other life, I'm a financial gerontologist, which is something nobody ever heard of, but that's something that we ought to do a whole show on. But I'm always looking for successful aging and what is it going to cost. And for the most part, I do that for individuals. A lot of financial gerontologists actually work for pharmaceutical companies, and they look at it from the point of view of what's it going to cost the company. But are some of these treatments or all of these supplements and replacements covered generally? Are these out-of-pocket solutions?
Yes. No. Wow. So this is part of the fallacy of people not knowing about hormones.
Sure.
First of all, The testing is covered by insurance. The medication, I mean, the hormones are covered by insurance for the most part. If you buy it from the drugstore and your doctor writes the prescription from the local pharmacy, like CVS, Rite Aid, whatever they are, they're totally covered. If you have it compounded, made specifically for you at a compounding pharmacy, some compounding pharmacies take insurance, some don't, but they give you like a statement so you can get reimbursed. They're a lot less expensive. This whole process is a lot less expensive than getting sick. And
that's for
the
sure.
Process, yeah, so if you feel good, you're enjoying your life and you can be inappropriate for your age forever, which is great because you want to do that.
Or you can
allow getting sick and being in a system that constantly tests you and does nothing to make your life better. So the cost for you as a financial gerontologist, you should recommend to everybody, the reality is that whatever they're spending on this that the insurance doesn't cover is worth millions of dollars over the long run because they're not going to get sick. It's going to improve their life and the quality of their life. And that cannot be really measured financially. Just protect the patient from being taken advantage of by dishonest marketing, as we know.
Now, that's a big problem. I do want to say that dishonest marketing is a strange thing. There's a philosophy I have. I don't like the words anti-aging. I love aging.
Me neither. I don't use it. Me too.
But
I think because you're not anti-aging. You're aging great. That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. But the
aging
marketing
healthy.
I see is anti-aging. You know, take
right.
a shot and, pay $1,200 a shot and you'll stay young
garbage.
Forever. This is not what we're talking
garbage.
About.
No.
Exactly.
No, we're talking
right.
about understanding hormones, how you function, how you can use the right hormones, and putting them as part of the puzzle that makes up your life so you come up with healthy life for as long as you're around.
And, you know, in the moment or so we have left, I just want to know, is there a difference in your opinion, and your opinion counts because you are one of the international leaders in hormone expertise. Is there any difference, is there anything specific we should be listening for with our doctor if we're over the age of 60 as opposed to the younger folks you work with?
I think that over the age of 60, people accept what the doctor says, the gospel. The doctor does not live in your body, so the doctor does not know how you're feeling. You know better. So if it makes sense, listen. If it doesn't make sense, ask the doctor to notice you. Make sure they're looking at you, Adrian, not a 60-plus-year-old person. Because you know what? They throw you in a bucket that automatically follows certain protocols, and they don't see you as an individual. If you're not seen as an individual, don't be quiet. Don't be intimidated. Walk away. Find someone who notices you. You're not... invisible.
Yeah, you know what? It's so interesting, and unfortunately we're at the end of our time. We actually talk a lot about visibility and becoming invisible as you age, from both sexuality, appearance,
mm-hmm.
workforce, even our family. The issue of successful eldering, meaning having a place in society, is something
right.
we talk a lot about. And
it's in the book. I talk about
it
in the new Hormone Solution, too. Yeah.
And I will tell you that the New Hormone Solution is a book you've got to read. This is not a hard book to read. This is not
no.
something where your eyes are going to glaze over, because Dr. Erica
no.
Schwartz is there to make you in charge. And you
right.
may also, by the way, a lot of my listeners are grandparents. There is the Teen Weight Loss Solution.
Me too.
I know that. Yeah, you too. Congratulations. Not me yet.
Thank you.
The 30-day natural hormone plan. The point is that when you go on Amazon, you'll see the new hormone solution. Start with that one. But you probably will go down the line with the other books. And, you know, we thank you so much for being with us. This is something that we're going to repeat because Dr. Erica Schwartz has been very kind. We're going to talk about the idea of taking charge of your own health care. And she's very passionate about doctors and what they can do for you and how they can also hurt you. So that's going to be another show. Okay, Dr. Erica?
Adrian, I can't thank you enough. This is wonderful. And I hope it helps people. And thank you for what you're doing.
And we'll be right back. You're getting here as well as Liz. I'll tell you what I mean in a minute. Don't go anywhere.
For my age. Da 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 da.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da.
And we are back, and this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And this is one of my happy moments. I'm singing my happy song because we have with us today Dr. Srikant Cherry Curry, and he has a very simple message. He has created something that's on the market for you this moment in time. What is it? It's hearing aids that don't cost a fortune. That's a big thing to say, and I am so excited to see this. So, Dr. Cherry Curry, I just want to tell you that many years ago, I was a consultant to one of the largest groups of what we would call NORCs, naturally occurring retirement communities in New York City. 3,000 people in a variety of 10 buildings in the middle of New York City. People don't even know it's there. It's called 10 South. And the biggest thing they told me was that their hearing aids have to be paid for out of pocket, and they're $2,000 to $3,500. And in comes MD hearing aid, and it should be a revolution, but it's not, because people don't acknowledge the fact that they've lost their hearing. Let's start by talking a little bit about the reluctance you see in the field of simply putting on a hearing aid where everybody will put on a pair of glasses. What do you think that's about?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. You bring up a great question. And what happens is hearing loss is typically very gradual, and the body has ways to compensate for it, such as lip reading or using context clues if you miss a syllable, things like that. Also, with vision, for example, to compare to glasses like you mentioned, vision, you get constant input whether you know it. I mean, there's no question that there's no input. You can look outside and see that you're supposed to see something clearly. Hearing, the person with the hearing loss doesn't necessarily know they're not hearing. And it's usually a family member or a spouse or a coworker that can recognize the hearing loss first. And then there's years and years of denial and compensation. And then they say the studies show typically 5 to 7 years from the onset of hearing loss till someone finally takes the plunge and looks into the hearing aid.
Because the average person at 55 is already losing some of their hearing. And so that means it wouldn't be 62, 63, maybe even later in life that that they would use the hearing aid. I also think, by the way, that it has to do with vanity. We've accepted the fact that glasses are okay. Not only that, you can spend $500 on frames and look, you know, like Marlene Dietrich or something. That's a name that nobody else remembers but me. But hearing aids make you look old. Look, we're a vanity organization here, us baby boomers. But the other problem, of course, is the cost. And this is what you've harnessed. $2,000 to $3,000 for the average person is very difficult. And yet MH Hearing Aid has something that works very well. So tell us a little bit about the product and where it can be found.
Sure. So MD Hearing Aids are FDA-registered hearing aids that cost anywhere from $300 to $550 each. The price you quoted before, $2,000 to $3,000, is for a single aid, and most people would benefit from two. Imagine if you were using only a monocle to help with vision. It's not nearly as good as stereotactic or bilateral vision. So those costs are enormous. Medicare does not cover it, and you alluded to something else. There is a vanity or a stigma issue. The one take-home point I want people to realize is they have no idea how much quality of life is being affected by them ignoring their hearing loss. And that's the main take-home point here. It's not to help you hear better. It's to help you live a much more enriched life. And that can only be possible when all of your senses are working at their maximum. Imagine going to a restaurant without taste. That's not going to be that fun. Imagine going to a movie with blurry vision. That's not going to be that fun. If you have hearing loss and you're ignoring it, you're missing so many beautiful moments in any given day.
I'll go beyond that. We have a responsibility on this show to age well and to age successfully. And part of that is not to deny. Now, one of the things that our group is very angry about is discrimination in the workplace. But let me tell you something, folks. If you are in your 50s and you don't recognize that you have a hearing issue and you are working, the fault might be yours that people are saying, gee, I don't know, we can't work with Joe. I think it's because he's older. It may not be because he's older. It may be because you can't hear. And this is a really important part of your life. And many of us are working through our 70s. Imagine working with somebody in a workplace who can't hear you and thinks they can. That's the interesting part. Now, Dr. Cherry Curry, you did say that, and it's true, that Medicare doesn't cover these costs. And you gave me a very important explanation. Tell everybody why their hearing aids are not covered.
When Medicare was founded, it began at age 65, and life expectancy was into the late 60s, and it was rare that people lived into their 80s or 90s. At that time, Medicare declared that we would cover everything essential for life and exclude things non-essential for life, and in that category was hearing, dental, and glasses. Now, granted, since that time, life expectancy has grown, technology has made advances by leaps and bounds, and we have scores of data now supporting that untreated hearing loss is linked to cognitive decline, depression, increased risk of falling, and social isolation. But still, hearing aids have been stuck in that category of, quote, not essential for life. But hopefully now some of that is changing.
Well, I do hope so, but you're trying to change it single-handedly simply by making it less expensive to do it out of pocket. So MD Hearing Aid, and you can look at the website. You go to mdhearingaid.com so you can see this product. But as I understand it, it's one size fits all. And you'll tell everybody where it could be bought, where it could be purchased. But one of the things I want you to mention is this over-amplification of background sounds. People who do have hearing aids, more than anything, tell me that that's their biggest problem, and they've paid their $6,000, these background sounds. So how is it one size fits all, and how does it help with the background, the ambient noise, I like to call it?
Got it. So that's a great question as well. So there's a lot of bad information out there, as well as a lot of negative press about hearing aids. What happens is if you took a poll of all people with hearing aids, quite a few of them don't like it. So that when people that may need a hearing aid talk to these people, they get discouraged. Part of the reason is if you wait too long, your brain actually loses the ability to filter out background noise. And as technologically savvy as these hearing aids are, once the brain has declined, there's nothing that can be done. So those people will not get a great result. What we've done with the MD hearing aid is traditionally hearing aids are fit in a one-on-one, in face-to-face environment, custom programmed to your specific hearing loss, which in my opinion is still the best result you can possibly get, but it's also the most expensive and not very accessible geographically or otherwise. We have identified by reviewing thousands of hearing tests over the course of my practice and my audiologist practice that most people with age-related hearing loss fell into the same three or four configurations on their hearing test. And what we did is we pre-programmed those configurations as program settings 1 through 4 or 1 through 3, depending on the aid, and that allowed the user to make adjustments to the volume dial in different settings so that they can dial in what they need in their particular environment with their particular hearing loss. So we removed the need for custom programming, which is very expensive and time-consuming. We've eliminated the need to travel somewhere and go face-to-face and spend 4 to 6 different appointment visits to make adjustments, and that's how we're able to get the cost down almost 90%.
Well, that's amazing, because another part of it that I did like about this, and I see people fiddling with the batteries. And now you don't have that. You use a USB cord for recharging. So you've brought a lot of technology to MD hearing aids. And that's really important because, you know, we have problems. We have small motor issues. On this show, Doctor, we talk about aging in all of its aspects. We even talk about the smell of aging. We talk about sexuality. We talk about the great contributions we can make to the world. But at the end of the day, it's hard to open a jar. So when you have
yeah.
these batteries, they're terrible.
Yeah, just to clarify, we have both battery and rechargeable devices, depending on the user's preference. But you bring up a good point, is the technology of the hearing aids have gotten so far ahead of the user that it makes them difficult to use. And what I mean by that is hearing aids got smaller and smaller, so their batteries are literally tiny, meaning I, at 44, have trouble with some of these batteries.
Right.
And I'm a surgeon with good hands. They're just so small, I can't imagine someone like my mother or father changing these batteries. So what we did is with our first...
Well, you know, we have to take a little bit of a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the technology part of this so that you're not intimidated by it. Where to find them, right? And also, how you can help other people who are hearing. Think about it and do something about it. We'll be right back with a little hearing motivation.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
Hello, hello, hello. Once again, this is Adrienne Berg, and I am your host of Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And the truth is you can't hear, probably. Look, I'm married for 43 years. Dr. Terry Curry, and this is the way it goes. My husband's office is next door to mine, and I'm screaming, and he's screaming, and we know that we are not hearing. Some fights even take place. For those of you who are married a long time, you know that you didn't hear each other. You heard each other wrong, and then you get mad about something that they didn't even say because you heard it incorrectly. Well, to the rescue is MD Hearing Aid. Founder is our wonderful guest. And by the way, if you want to look into whether these are right for you, simply go to the website. Go to mdhearingaid.com. And please remember that we do not take advertising. This is not an advertisement. There's no compensation. I just think it's very important. As a financial gerontologist, I see people who simply cannot spend $3,000, $4,000, or $6,000, as the doctor says, for two hearing aids. They can't do it. And they can't work, and they miss a lot of life. So that's mdhearingaid.com. Now, doctor, let's go back to the technology part of it. You even mentioned your own folks, your own parents, at the end of our last segment, the idea of technology and these hearing aids. How have you helped with that? Because it is a problem.
So one of the things we did at the outset is we realized that the hearing aids had gotten so advanced that they do everything automatically without even the request or the input of the user. So, for example, with a traditionally programmed hearing aid, if you wanted it louder, you'd have to go in for an appointment and have it set louder. First thing we did is realize that people of this generation, they want some control. They want some on-off switch. They want volume dial. And so we went back to the old analog radios and said, hey, there's an on-off switch that has a click, and you can adjust the volume to your needs. And that was the first thing we did, and that was in 2010. And soon after that, we started seeing a change in the industry that people were adding more user controls. The most recent thing we did is with our MD Hearing Aid Volt, where we realized everything you do with technology is rechargeable, but not your hearing aid. And these batteries can cost up to $1 a battery, which is hundreds of dollars a year. We decided that with cell phone technology and the advent of batteries, we should be able to make a rechargeable battery. So we made the first direct-to-consumer rechargeable hearing aid, which is called the MD Hearing Aid Volt, and it's been a huge success.
Well, it should be. I mean, this would be something that I personally would want to use because, as I say, I have the small motor issues. It's becoming more and more difficult to open jars and do certain other things, and my tweezers are getting overworked and so on. But I want to go on to also, so we have a hearing aid that's affordable. We have a hearing aid that is user-friendly. We have a hearing aid that works, but we don't want hearing aids. Let's just, you know, this is the fountain of truth here. We don't want hearing aids still. And I know that that's something you live with every day, and that issue. I get in the mail rather continuously postcards telling me to go in for an audio test. And because I'm the same age group as my listeners. And I haven't done it yet. And this is honestly true. I'm religious about my eyes. I always go. How do we motivate ourselves and each other? Give us a little inspiration when we see this in our spouses, our friends, our mates, and ourselves to go in and simply take that test. And what does that test entail?
Well, you have your radar's up because most of those free hearing tests are not truly free. They're bundled in with trying to sell you something. So that part is true. But what you also illustrate is as we're getting older, there are people I see every day. They take tons of supplements. They work out. They have their eyes checked, et cetera, et cetera. But they neglect their hearing. And it's not something we've been able to change. It's not something that six multi-billion-dollar international corporations have been able to change. The usability or the user rate of hearing aids has not dramatically improved, even though technology has improved. Part of that is cost, but part of it is not. People, like I said earlier, are able to compensate. There's a fair amount of denial. One of the funny stories I can share is my mother has hearing loss, and she has our hearing aids, but we have to remind her to use them, and there's a fair amount of denial there. Mm-hmm. So I think what people really need to do is they need to get their hearing checked just once a year. In fact, Medicare mandates it and Medicare covers it, which is funny because they cover the hearing aid but not the solution. I'm sorry, the hearing test but not the solution.
Right. They give you the problem. They don't tell you what to do about
right.
it. Very good.
And what we've tried to do with MD Hearing Aid is remove any barrier for you to try one of these so you don't have to get in the car and go somewhere. There's no embarrassment or obstacle to overcome geographically. Get your hearing tested wherever you'd like. Get on the website, mdhearingaid.com. Order one of these. It's 45-day risk-free in-home trial. So you try it at home. See if the TV gets to be less loud. See if the spouse is more happy with you. See if you're enjoying your grandkids more. Or if you're in the workplace, see if you function at a higher level. And if you don't see a difference, you don't have to go face-to-face and try to return something. You just call us and return it. So we've made it effortless, risk-free. The only way you'll know how much they benefit your life and your quality of life is to try them. So that's
you
what
know,
I
tell now, tell us, just before we end, the name of the doctor, the type of doctor we should be going to. Throw out the come-on cards that come in the mail. What type of doctor is the right type of doctor for the test?
An ear, nose, and throat doctor, also known as an otolaryngologist, is a medical and surgical specialist of the ear and hearing. They will evaluate your situation, make sure there's no earwax or ear infection or any other cause of hearing loss. They can order a hearing test that's a medical-grade hearing test, not just a sales-based hearing test to try to sell you something. They will give you a copy of that hearing test, which you can then send to us if you choose. We can evaluate it and tell you how likely our aids will be of success to you. And that's the way to get the best quality hearing test with no sales pressure.
Fantastic. And unfortunately, we're at the end of our time, but here's my idea. Make the hearing aids in gorgeous colors. Have little Disney characters on it or your university a logo, and have them customized like they do the credit cards, and everybody's going to want one. So that's even people who can hear, they're all going to want one. That's my next idea for MD Hearing. Thank you so much, Dexter. That was wonderful.
It's a great idea.
So
thank you for your time.
Well, this is the thing that we do here. We make it real, and because it is real. It is such a wonderful extra 30 years if you can hear, see, smell, talk, and contribute. So every single week, we say to everybody the same thing. Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,